Shalom to all. Today's daf is Rishon Michal Daf Chav Tes, and we are starting almost halfway through the Amud with Halacha Gimel and Vilna Tzuras Daf. It's on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marz Mirim Sar Basar Biyakim Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And Mishnah tells us Hikdisha Yisasa Ad Shelo Gilgala. A woman was makdish her dough. She consecrated it to the Beis Hamikdash before she fully needed it, meaning before it was Chayav and Chala. Upadiyasa, and then she redeemed it. Chayavas, it's still Chayav and Chala. However, Hikdishasa Ad Shelo Gilgala. Let's say she was makdish it before she was megagal it, before Rishas Chayav and Chala. The Gilgala Hagizbar, and the Gizbar, the treasure of Hektish, he was the one that was megagal it. He was the one that finished it off. And then she redeemed it from Hektish. Petura, it's pata from Chala. Because at the time that it was Chayav and Chala, meaning when it was fully megagal, fully needed, it was pater because it was in the Rishus of Hektish. And we learned before that something owned by Hektish is not Chayav and Chala. And therefore, this dough is not Chayav and Chala, even though it was redeemed by her and it's owned privately. Kiyotzibai similarly says the Mishnah. Now we're just going to be discussing a din of Maestris as a whole. Hamaktish pay Roisov, if someone is Maktish's produce, ad shaloi before they reach the stage of their chayav and meiser, ubedayon, and then he redeems them, chayav, and they're still chayav and meiser. Furthermore, mishabol anus hamaisers, if after they already reached the stage of anus hamaisers, he was makdish them, ubedayon, and then he redeemed them, chayav, and they're also chayav. However, higdishan acholoi nigmaru, if he was makdish them before they reached Gemara Malacha, before they had the chayav of meiser, Gemara Hagizbar, and then the Gizbar, the treasure of Hektish, he was the one that brought them to the stage of Gemara Malacha, va'achakach bedayon, and then they were redeemed, peturin, they're potter from meiser, shevishas chavason, hayu peturin, because at the time that they reached their chayav of meiser, they were pater because they were in the rishus of Hektesh, so they retain that pater even after they go back to being owned privately. As the Gemara asks on the second part of the Mishnah, Lomitani Nasa Train Zimnin, why do we have to teach this twice? We have literally the same exact Mishnah in Maseches Peah. Why do we have to quote the same din twice? And the answer is, Rechonu quotes Rav Chiyo, quotes Rav Yeshua ben Levi, who says, B'shem Rav Pedaya, Achas L'miruch, V'achas L'shlish. One din is talking about Miruch, one's talking about a Shlish. Miruch is when the pile is smoothed out, that's one stage where it'd be Chayav and Meiser, and Shlish is when it's still growing in the ground before it reaches a Shlish. It's not even possible to be chayiv and meiser, namely if it's cut then and it goes through the whole processing, it's still not chayiv because it's not considered fully grown. It's only once it reaches a shlish, a third of its growth, only then it can be chayiv and meiser. And that's what these two different mishnayos are teaching us. One is a din regarding it being in Hektish's rishos and miruach happened there, and one is talking about where it was in Hektish's rishos and it reached a shlish over there. And similarly, chavtes on base on top, Rabbi Yesi Amar, Rabbi Yesi says they're above a chavraya, Rav Ban the Chum and Beis Hamedrash. They both gave the same answer. Chavraya Amrin, the Chum said achas miruach v'achas l'shlish. These two different dinim, one from here, one from Maseches Peah, one's talking about Miruach and the other one's talking about a Shlish, whereas Rabba Mefarish, Rabba explains even more, L'chala l'miruach, u'peah l'shlish. Our Mishnah of Chala is teaching us the din of Miruach, and that Mishnah of Peah is talking about the din of a Shlish. The reason why our Mishnah of Chala is talking about the din of Miruach is because the first din of the Mishnah also talks about being makdish ado before or after it was Chayav and Chala, and the state becomes Chayav and Chala, namely Gilgal Esau, the kneading of the dough, that's considered like Miruach of a pile of grain, which is what brings it to the Chayav of Meiser, and therefore it must be that the din in our Mishnah is talking about Miruach and the din of Peah is talking about Shlish. Now further explaining, Masnisa Rabbi Kiva, that Mishnah of Peah is according to Shitas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva Omer, because Rabbi Kiva says, Achar Shlish Rishon at Mahalech, that you go after the first Shlish. What's this referring to? This Balgon, there's Machalikas, Sada Shivia Shlish of Negai. We have a field in Syria which grew a third of its growth while it was still owned by the guy. And we know that a field owned by a guy in Syria is Pater for Meiser. And then after it grew a third, Velakha Yisrael, a Yid bought this field and it continued growing. Rabbi Kiva says, Hatoysef is Pater, even that which continues growing in the Rishus of a Yid is Pater, because since it reached a third of its growth while in the Rishus of a guy, and that means that when it potentially reached the stage of Chiyov, it was in a state of Pater because it was by the guy, any subsequent growth is Pater as well. Whereas Vachamar and Vacham say, Hatoysef is Chayiv, the Tosef is Chayiv because his Tosef is growing in the Rishus of a Yid. Now we just clarify, my Kedain, who's the Mishnah like? Do we have to say it's Rabbi Kiva, or could it potentially be the Chum as well? And the answer is, it depends. The proper Girsa is, Tifter Kribi Kiva b'Tosefes. If we want to explain the Mishnah only going according to Rabbi Kiva, we would be referring to the Tosefes, namely that which grew more than a third in the Yid's Rishus. Only according to Rabbi Kiva, that's Pater for Meiser. So that would be a way to explain the Mishnah only according to Rabbi Kiva. Or we could explain the Mishnah according to everybody, B'Kaitzer Miyad. And it's referring to where he harvested what he purchased right away. Namely, the Yid purchased this field from a guy, and the produce had already grown a third, and he harvested everything that he bought right away, even according to the Chachamim, that which he harvests is Pater for Meiser, because again, it grew in the Rishus of a guy, and that's why it's Pater for Meiser. So there's really two different ways of explaining the Mishnah, either only according to Rabbi Kiva, or also according to Rabbanon. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.